time to switch gears, go to the KRDO Newsline at 437, and welcome Duke Rumley, who's the founder of Sober AF Safe, and how to help young people combat the pressures of drug use at concerts and sporting events. Duke, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it very much. Well, first of all, let's talk about this wonderful organization and why it's so important to keep this in the forefront as far as our young people are concerned in today's world.
You got it. Thank you so much for the invitation for this. So we're a nonprofit that 3.5 years ago started setting up sober sections inside different sporting events and concerts. And right out of the gate, we knew that there was actually a need and a want for this. And we were selling 100-plus tickets for Rockies games and people showing up and appreciating, you know, a spot where if they wanted to take the night off or the day off, they didn't feel like they were the only ones. And we've, you know, really morphed over the last 3.5 years to doing it. We just did our 98th event this past weekend at Decadence, which is the premier EDM festival in the country, is here in Denver. And they gave a spot for a sober support tent and sober support. And we were given tickets for our volunteers. As you probably know, there is a huge epidemic going on right now with drug overdoses across the United States. And it's spiked to over 100,000 kids have accidentally overdosed in the last 12 months. So we really feel like, you know, right now one pill can kill. So we're trying to be able to set up a place where kids feel like they're not the only ones.
Right.
If they do decide to take the night off.
Right. So, I mean, to do it at like the Decadence and also at Nuggets game, I understand you did that for the Denver Nuggets game on the 30th. When you show that kids can go to these events without having to get you know anything in their bodies, and they can still have fun, that's the goal, right?
So correct, and we've been really fortunate in Colorado that like the Attorney General and the DEA and different legislators have been very supportive of what we're doing right out of the gate, and they kind of get what we were going to do. We've been fortunate that we actually worked with the Colorado Springs Switchbacks. So we did this fall have a sober section inside a Colorado Switchback soccer game. And we also had a sober section at the Lee Bryce concert, which was held in their stadium in Colorado Springs. So really excited to do more in the Springs this coming year. We're actually working with Colorado College and DU Hockey. So on Saturday, January 21st, we'll have a sober section at the Colorado College versus DU hockey game.
Oh, wow.
That one's up at DU, and tickets are only $20, and we'll have a big sober support tailgate beforehand with DU's collegiate recovery community. So if people are interested, we have some really fun stuff happening. You know, COVID's been hard. It's canceled a lot of things. We feel like we'll be able to kind of push through. We do stuff with the Nuggets, Avs. We've also done stuff with University of Colorado's football team, CSU's football.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mentioned DU hockey.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to build a community where if you do want to take the night off, you're not the only one.
Exactly. And we've got about 30 seconds left. Just to sum it up, do you feel like you're making how do you know that you're making an impact? Do you have young people going, you know what, I went to that event, I didn't have to drink, and it was really fun?
So, we've had over 5,000 people attend our events, and we feel like we're definitely getting more and more traction. So our website is soberafe.com, and we had 14,000 people hit it this last 12 months, which was about twice as many as the year before. So it feels like we're building a lot of traction and look forward to 22, what we can do this year in Colorado Springs.
Excellent. If you missed that website, you can go back to KRDO.com and listen to this entire interview. Duke, we appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us. All the best to you. Great, great effort there. And let's hope that can be, more good things like this can be, taken to our youth because they are in trouble. There's no doubt about it. Again, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.